Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Hentai Corner. And we are back with Opie Aero Academy 2, Bigger, Better, Electric Boobaloo, which I've been waiting for a long time to actually come out DRM-free. It came out last year on Steam, and now it is DRM-free. I spent way too much money on this, and it's because of my love of giant breasts. Quite like Russ Meyer, a man of my own heart, I guess you could say. I've been watching his documentary on Pandora Peaks, who definitely fits in with these ladies. So, let's go ahead and get started. Options. 60 frames per second. Oh, you can also turn the naked mode off. Okay. Text. Alright, so I want my text speed a little faster. Sound. That's fine. Voice. I'm not gonna mess with all the girls. Alright, we're good. Let's get started. Apparently this one actually has a, story. If the box is left blank, the default name Kazuma will be used. So... where am I? Is this Yggdrasil? The setting of Opie Academy X Bigger, Bouncier, Boobier Babes for short? If memory serves me right, Catherine was giving me a lap pillow during the sexy swimsuit event. Her lap was so luxurious, I must have dozed off! Whoa! Did I fall asleep while gaming again? I reached my arms up toward the ceiling like a cat stretching out its back. My bed's so warm and cozy, I must have fallen asleep. Huh? I feel something warm on my back. Got a cat joining us. Good morning. Oh, it's just you, Emery. Good morning. Wait, why are you sleeping in my bed? Oni-chan, what are you doing in my bed? That's what I'm asking you, Senorita. I mean, Sisterita. But personally, I don't mind. But... society might not approve of it, Oni-chan. I don't mean to brag as her stepbrother, but this busty, bashful beauty is my little sister, Shimojo Amiri. Next year, she plans to enroll at the same academy I go to, Tuaru Girls Academy. She's a real Oni-chan's girl, probably due to the fact that I've been taking care of her in our parents' stead since she was little. She suffers with what she likes to call inexplicably wakes up in Oni-chan's bed-itis and is showing symptoms once again this morning. Well, in any case, good morning, Amiri-san. Now with that out of the way, can you please stop testing my restraint every morning? Whenever you cling to me with that right body of yours, I can feel my restraint crumbling more and more. I'm sorry, Oni-chan. Amiri apologizes bashfully. Anyway, how did she grow up so damn fast? If she weren't my stepsister, I'd be all over her, but I'm always able to slam on the brakes right before I cross that ethical line. Oni-chan, hurry up and get out of bed. It's my stepsisterly duty to wake you up. She was probably supposed to be his sister in the Japanese version, but they've changed it. Front Wing must have changed it to stepsister. Right. I might not be fully awake, but my little guy sure is. I can't believe I'm getting hard over my stepsister. I'm the worst. I take a look at the clock and realize I'm cutting it really close to lecture time. By the way, is it just me or have your boobs grown bigger recently? What are you talking about, Oni-chan? Is this some anti-stepsisterism hate speech? What? It's not hate speech at all. It's the love speech of a stepbrother overjoyed at his sister's growth. You shouldn't say naughty things like that, Oni-chan. It's only natural for stepsisters to grow, isn't it? Oh, it's natural, all right. Or should I say they're natural? Those boobs are growing at a rate I can't ignore. Anyway, I'm gonna go get breakfast ready, okay, Oni-chan? Be sure to wear nothing but an apron. No, come on, Oni-chan, you're just so naughty. Once my stepsister begrudgingly leaves my room, I start getting ready to go to campus. That evening, I come home after class and immediately get ready to head to the smartphone store. Okay, I was just making sure I was recording. That would have sucked. My phone broke yesterday. I need to go get it repaired immediately. Otherwise, I won't make it in time for the Boobie or Babe sexy swimsuit event that's starting today. Wow, that sounds incredible. I need to get a loaner phone soon if I want to get Rosaria Chan's shell bikini. And with that, I leave the house and head to the phone shop. Let's see, I'm pretty sure that store's around here somewhere. The mall's crowded with shoppers and old people with too much time on their hands this evening. But what happened to the place I usually go to? They always did look like they were in the red. Maybe they closed shop and hightailed it out of here. I pace around, as I imagine that scenario in my head. Oh, what's that over there? A short distance away, I spot what seems to be a fancy upscale phone shop. Did they just relocate without any warning? I do a little dance like a video game protagonist who just obtained an item before I head to the phone shop. Wow! Who knew there was such a fancy shop so close to home? Did they open recently? No! This cat is insane, folks. Just climbing up my chair now. Who knew there was such a fancy shop so close to home? Did they open recently? Inside the store is a counter for signing contracts in front of a glowing logo of what looks like a pineapple that a mouse took a bite out of. In any case, I didn't realize just how brittle phone screens could be. I was playing Boobie or Babes, the mobile game I'm addicted to, when I had a little accident with my stepsister and my phone screen died. Just to remind you, but Boobie or Babes is short for Opie Academy X Bigger Bouncer Boobie or Babes. There I was, playing Boobie or Babes and tapping Riria's boobs repeatedly when my stepsister Emiri got jealous all of a sudden. I can't believe my stepsister got jealous over a video game, babe. That's so cute. I forgive her for breaking my phone. I still need to get my phone repaired, though. Let's look for a receptionist with big boobs, because of course everyone in this entire game has big boobs. Tug? Hmm? As I wander around inside the store, someone tugs on my uniform. I then hear a girl call out to me from behind. Welcome, welcome! Whoa, what? Are you Riria-san from Riria-san from Boobie or Babes? Riria is both my favorite Boobie or Babes character and my adventure partner too. How much do I love her? Well, for one, almost all the gold I earned from quests is spent on Riria's erotic outfit items. I wasn't expecting a cosplayer who looks exactly like Riria to be working at a phone shop. 10 out of 10, one shop there. That's correct. But still, how could she recite Riria's character with such meticulous accuracy? Don't tell me she's the real deal. No way, no way, no way, Jose. Are you really Riria, son? I was worried you'd never play the game again since your phone broke, Master. How did she know my phone broke? I haven't even said anything about it. Is she one of those delusional, dedicated cosplayers who really gets into character? Riria-san murmurs, Master, you still don't believe me? Then... Whoa! Riria's body glows white, and then she gets sucked into the screen of a display phone. OMG! When I look at the screen of the phone Riria got sucked into, she waves at me. That's a neat looking shape for a phone. But Master, don't stare so much. It's embarrassing. Wonder what'll happen if I swipe her boobs. Whoa, I can actually feel soft boobs and not hard glass. What kind of game have you got? Boob mouse pads ain't got shit on this. I didn't know people took those, like, seriously. Because I have a, you know, I have a booby mouse pad. And it's just support for my wrist, honestly. Like, nothing special about it. Maria gets sucked out of the phone, much like how she got sucked into it, but in reverse. Her body glows white, but her cheeks glow red. It's still a little hard to believe, but you're the real Riria? I'm now convinced that this store employee wearing a risque Booby or Babes cosplay is in fact the real Riria. I set up this shop post haste. You what? She set up an entire store just for me? Is she an oil baron or something? Yeah, that makes sense. If you can't play the game, we can't go on an adventure together, Master. You've got a point there. Wow, that is translated accurately. Your new phone will be the latest model from another world, the Pi Phone 6. Yes, that is literally how they translate it. Otherwise known as that phone. Awesome! Sounds like a sketchy porn parody name, but after seeing what Riria just did, I've got no choice but to believe it. It's not like it costs anything to believe. What's even more awesome is how its apps are custom tailored to the user's wishes. Seriously? Is it like that deep learning AI stuff that's all the rage these days? Wait, I still haven't transferred the game data from my old phone. I've had enough of phone companies squeezing me for more and more money to keep upgrading to the latest model. Master, you gotta say goodbye to that old phone and its trash specs already. You gotta upgrade to this cutting-edge phone from another world, Master. You don't have to call it trash, okay? Wah! For a second, I think about how happy it'd make me if Riria called me trash. It's just a phone, right? It won't blow up or anything. According to my research, isekai light novels, otherworldly things can be trouble. It's perfectly 100% safe, Master. I guarantee it. No explosions. No siree. Hey, look at me in the eye and say that with a straight face. And most suspicious of all is how redundant you were. For all I know, the instant I plug it in, that phone could atomize my entire house and isekai me into whatever world it was made in. Guess I'll test it out here first. In any case, I don't recognize any of these icons. A phone from another world, huh? First, Riria shows up in front of me, and now this. I'm excited to see what happens next, so I tap the first icon I see. Co-ed bathing, Opai Harem Hot Springs. Boop! Starting app. Whoa! Where am I? I mean, obviously I'm in some sort of bathhouse, but still. What are you doing here? Standing stock, still in shock, in the bath is Rio, my neighbor, and also my childhood friend. I've only seen her naked in my imagination. Huh. Yeah, she said it. And rushing up beside her is Konika, an idol who is also my childhood friend. And that's Akira, who I thought was a guy for the longest time because you guessed it, she's also my childhood friend. Nanako-chan from the class health committee? I thought the barrier was set up. Alicia, the transfer student from Neugerman. Huh. Oh, what's he doing here? Oof, Maya from the disciplinary committee too? She's got inverted nipples? I gotta burn this image into my spank bang for later tonight. Ah, we got a peeping Tom! Ah, and then Shimojo-kun! Hey, they got a bigger budget for this game. Kaede-senpai, I should have known you were hiding such ripe melons under that bikini you wear at work. Teehee, how bold of you. Ooh, I like her hair. Yukari-senpai, always wanted to see what those boobs looked like under that beach volleyball swimsuit. Hinata-chan, you've got inverted nipples too, that's just so erotic. Not only have I trespassed into the women's bath, I've also foolishly ogled the naked bodies of the campus cuties with special skills. Will I be able to escape alive? No, probably not. Suddenly, my vision whites out once again. And there's a man in a cart. It's Skyrim. Next thing I know, I'm back at the pineapple store. Pineapple. Okay. These puns are ridiculous. I was suddenly transported to a women's bath filled with girls from Toaru Academy. This must be the power of that phone. Incredible. Whoa! That was so nice. Wow, Riria-san. I can see myself getting some real use out of this phone. It'll be a pleasure working with you, Master. Riria-san calmly leads me by the hand as I skip excitedly toward the reception counter. The next morning after that little harem event, I commute to campus. No matter how many times I look at it, I can never get over just how freaking huge our campus is. Give me a second, folks. The door is open here. There we go. Alright. Yeah, the cats open the doors. Ah! I should probably just lock it when I'm doing the... Yeah, I'll do that. Give me a second. There we go. Perfect. No matter how many times I look at it, I can never get over just how freaking huge our campus is. Toaru City is an artificial island with a population of 100,000, and the giant mammoth of a building located centrally to the city, towering over everything else, is the Toaru Girls Academy. It was once an academy exclusively attended by girls with special skills from all over the nation. Special abilities have only manifested in women, until now, that is. I'm the first man to ever demonstrate a special ability. As such, Toaru Girls Academy now has its first ever male student, me. After my mother had a job transfer to work, I was supposed to have enrolled at Tsurugi Art Academy. But during the interview, I somehow demonstrated a special ability that only girls were supposed to have. Due to the peculiar circumstances, I was forced to enroll at Toaru Girls Academy, home to girls with the biggest boobs in the nation. Well, I'll be damned. The ability I demonstrated was making the interviewer climax without touching her. Well, damn. Come to think of it, it sort of felt like what happened when I activated that app in the phone shop yesterday. So as long as I have that phone, I'll be able to stand at the same starting line as those girls. When I think of it like that, I can't help but grin so hard I'll probably get reported for being a creep. Oh, that distinct black hair, that extraordinary figure. I'd recognize her anywhere. Good morning, Rio? Son? It's a little hard to speak up to her after that shameless little mishap yesterday. Oh, it's that peeping Tom. That's Jogasaki Rio, my childhood friend in second year Toaru Academy. Looking at me like I'm a big pile of feces. Shit, folks, you can say shit. We used to play together a lot, but we were separated when my parents had to move for their jobs. And coincidentally, I got to see her here again at Taro Girls Academy yesterday. In the bathhouse, naked. It was an accident. I was practicing my teleport skill and messed up. It was an act of God, so there shouldn't be a problem, right? I guess the best course of action right now is to pretend it was a mistake. After all, if I get on Rio's wrong side, she could very well create a micro black hole with her special gravity skill and wreck me. Ah, well, she just said good morning. Ah, good morning, Konoko. Your boobs are as big as ever today, which is not what you tell a woman when you first see her. It's a good way to get slapped unless she's your wife, and maybe even then. And this is Misaki Konoka, second year to Taro Academy. I greet Konoka with a squeeze of her outrageous boobs. That is definitely not the way to greet a woman. How are you doing, Konoka? Huh? You've gotten so big since the last time I saw you. I'll make sure you get even bigger. Ryo-san, please stop. Don't make random parts of my body 1 gram heavier than the rest of my body. Especially not my groin. I really need my groin to remain intact, so please stop. It's just some friendly physical contact with Konoka, but Ryo silently tells me not to do that in her presence with a look. And gravity power. I'm impressed, actually. You broke through 5 layers of protection that should have shut out teleportation and detection skills. Well, you know how beginner's luck can be sometimes. Thanks to that phone's Super Arrow app, my affection points with Ryo have gone through the roof. The fact you slipped through all that protection isn't too surprising since you're the only guy at this academy. Thanks, you're too kind. The way Ryo's black pantyhose peeks out from underneath her short skirt is just so dazzling. Her right pair of pears dangling down are dazzling too. Ryo urges us to head to class or we'll be late to our lecture, so the three of us start hurrying. Where did you learn a skill as perverted as suddenly teleporting into the women's bath, penetrating several layers of protection? This prickly girl has probably got a sensitive ass as Minase Maya, a second year at Taro Girls Academy on the disciplinary committee. Maya is a stereotypical disciplinary committee member, but her boots make me want to join the disciplinary committee, if you can catch my drift. Well, maybe I'm finally starting to awaken too. I've been having a lot of luck in the boobier babes gotcha after all. What? Does that have anything to do with what I just said? Not a damn thing. Are you stupid? Are you a pervert? You go right for the throat, huh? You disciplinary committee member. Speaking of the women's bath, I saw your inverted nipples back there. They were so damn erotic. No need to be shy. Who cares about that, you pervert? You're in the public morals committee, and yet your nipples are inverted? That's just too erotic. Your inverted nipples are disturbing my public morals, if you know what I mean. Not only were they inverted, but her nipples were plus size and perfectly pink too, like puffy pink pastries. If you don't get your act together this instant, you'll be spending the rest of your life traveling through space-time. Oh yeah, Maya's skills aren't just limited to subdued things like clairvoyance and photography, but also things like teleportation. I'm sorry. For crying out loud. Whenever I think about her inverted nipples, my bulge gets hot and bothered. Guten Morgen, Shimojo. Good morning. Guten Morgen, Lysha. This dignified silver-haired girl is Lise Charlotte von Koenig, a transfer student and princess from the European Principality of Neugerman. Her nickname is Lysha, and her abilities include eagle-eye vision and magnetism manipulation. Furthermore, she used those skills to form her own club called the Extreme Linear Rifle Club. Every time I see Lysha, I can't help but think of that suggestive pie suit, performance intensifying suit she wears at the Linear Rifle Club. Oh, cool. I think it looks a little something like this. I imagine Lysha wearing that form-fitting PI suit instead of her uniform. Did you have a good dream last night? Your face looks kind of smooth today. I guess you could say that. Anyway, did your boobs get bigger again? I flicked my finger against Lysha's boob right around her nipple. Hey, are my boobs all you ever look at? Well, I mean, it's a little hard when they're looking at me, right? I mean, damn, her face... Her face is up here!
Sorry, I can't...
Oh, there it is! I knew it! I'd find it if I kept looking! Obviously. Ha, you're perverted and proud of it, aren't you? Hey, I'm just kidding. Obviously, I look at your hiney too, Your Highness. And with that, I cling on to her slender hips, tight like a gremlin. Hey, don't cling to me like that. Ah, you smell so good, Lysha. Shut up! Hey, cut that! When I remove my hand from Lysha's waist and try to play the nipple game, Lysha gives me a small burst of her skill. Whoa! Suddenly, right as the intense magnetic field forms, I feel something warm inside my body. Lysha-san, please... San! Sorry, we'll get this right. Lysha-san, please don't use your magnetron wave on me. Damn, she almost microwaved my ass. You idiot! You're just as perverted and helpless as ever! Lysha's great, even when she's trembling out of embarrassment. I'm staring at Lysha's panties as my body twitches and spasms on the floor when the teacher walks in. Sorry to interrupt your fun, but please get to your seats, everyone. Class is about to begin. Our class's homeroom teacher, Hoshioki Megumi-sensei, enters the room and everyone gets to their seats and waits for homeroom to begin. This one actually has a story.
Senpai!
For those of you that keep wondering why I say, oh, this one has a story, because the last one was literally just a sex scene viewer. It had the most thrown-together bullshit story that made absolutely no sense. A lot of the models were... Some of the models were reused completely. And it just had a really boring kind of feel. It's like you could have just watched hentai at that point. But this one actually seems to have a story, and the models look much better. The characters look a hell of a lot better. So this is their second game, and between the first one and this one, they've definitely learned a lot, and they've definitely got a lot more money to work with. But it's definitely not the second game that they've made. They've made several of these. I think they've made like four so far. And hopefully Frontwing will get the rest of those out eventually. Because there's one where the newest one, you date their mothers too. And I was like, oh, okay, I'm into that. Senpai. At break, I head to the infirmary for one very specific reason. To see Taro's Academy first year health academy member Sayonji Nanako. She's from a well-bred family and I'd like to well-breed with her. Nanako-chan has a healing skill and acts like a small woodland creature, but she's a teacup. Tea. Good lord. I want to nuzzle against her cheeks and boobs. And I hear she's still growing day by day, too. Anyway, I'm here once again to enjoy Nanako-chan's boobs and sweet scent that would drive any man mad. That was a real surprise yesterday, Senpai.
That being said, I figured you would peek sooner or later since you're so naughty. Oof! Nanako-chan, don't rub salt in my wounds. I just messed up teleportation practice and ended up diving into the bath. Nanako-chan giggles at my strange answer. Senpai, did you come to the infirmary for no particular reason again today? Not that I mind or anything. Nanako-chan, you're such an angel. Ah, the sky seems so much bluer today. I feel like I can take on the world again for just one more day. As you can see, this compassionate girl is the one and only person who would welcome me during this little infirmary visit of mine. Alright, folks, that is the half hour. This game is totally up for grabs if you want me to cover it further. It is definitely a wholesome game. It is a wholesome titty game. So, there's no fucked up shit that goes on. It's not a fucked up one. So, if anybody wants me to continue with this and you like big boobs as much as I do, and trust me, I've already told you I had the real thing in real life, and there's not, oh, it's just a fetish. No. No. That's my thing. So at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I will see you guys next time on Grim Sentai Corner with more great games, or this if you want me to continue it in 2024. It's up to you. I'm out.